Hi everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans, I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. I'm out for an early morning walk before I get stuck into some creative time at home. Up early, trained some clients this morning and now just thought I'd do a little bit of stuff for myself before it gets too hot for the day as well. And over the last week or so, I'm very focused on, I won't say just reviewing the year that was, but just by chance, I suppose, reviewing where my high level of performance has been coming from in the last 12 months, and what are the changes that I can make to get me performing at a higher level. Where are the improvement opportunities for me so that I can truly optimize the outcomes that I have? So if I look at the last 3 years, really, it's been quite exhausting in terms of the uncertainty with COVID, the strain on the business, the health concerns of my young daughter who's in hospital constantly. All of those things take their toll. And when I look at optimizing my own performance, I look at what's working well, where have the challenges been, how do I keep that high level of performance moving forward? And certainly one of the things that I've noticed is just lately I've started to fatigue. And the reality is that I am probably burnt out, and I've just been pushing myself so hard for so long. And yeah, I didn't really take a break over Christmas. I took a few days off here and there and over the public holidays and so forth. But the intensity in the things with my daughter has ramped up, which has had an impact on my sleep. And, the mind just doesn't shut off. It's just always going, going, going. There's something to think about, and you're a business owner and as well. So you're always thinking about what's that next thing. What could I do better? What could I do differently? Better, faster, more efficient, those types of thoughts. And it's made me realize that I need to take some, just excuse me for a sec, that I need to take some time out more regularly. And so I've been studying what some of the greatest people in the world, the greatest of all time in the different fields that they work, not just sport, but like I was looking at Einstein and I was looking at Arnold as well, and their habits, their daily habits, their work ethic. And all of them, no matter how hard they work, they all have a day off. You know, they're going hard at it for 6 days and then really going hard at the recovery for a day as well. And it's something that I have not allowed myself to do for so long, because I'm looking at every day and there's some space. So great, here's an opportunity to be building something, growing something. So I'm going to incorporate that from this week. It's Monday at the time of recording this, but from Sunday this coming week, that's going to be my day of rest, where I don't do work. I try not to think about it so much, but certainly don't spend the time at my desk doing those work type things. So that's something new that I'm going to incorporate. So I've also been looking at, okay, where has my creativity been? What are some of those things that I used to perhaps do that I've allowed to slip away? And that's things like my strategic thinking. I haven't been doing that as often. I haven't been keeping up with my reading. I haven't been pursuing like other interests, I guess, outside of my normal day-to-day work. So just freshening up the mind. And so for me, a couple of things in that space. So I started going to the library and just getting out some magazines in the space of like health and wellness, some recipe type books, magazines actually, in the space of veganism, because that's becoming more and more popular and more mainstream. Also in wealth creation and things like that I used to be looking at, but it's just dropped away. And I thought, well, why don't you just go and start doing some of this stuff again? And also thinking about, so where do I operate best? And there are times where in the past, what I would allow myself to do is just go to the local library, for say an hour and a half, 2 hours, and say, all right, I need to do this work. Let's get away from your normal environment and get out there and just spend some really focused time away from, you know, just a different environment, away from your normal distractions, and I get some good work done. And that has worked really, really well for me in the past. And so I thought, okay, well, maybe it's a time I need to start doing that sort of thing again, and looking at, you know, various aspects of what it is that I've done in the past, and perhaps what I should be doing, so that I can really optimize the outcomes that I want for myself. And I guess it's just reminded me that you've got to constantly stop, review, reflect, and just listen to your body, and be, I guess, when you're on this quest for a constant improvement, like every single day, you're going to ask yourself a series of questions all the time. And if you ask yourself better quality questions, you can start to say, okay, well, yes, I've allowed this part of my life to slip. Sometimes things slip and it's like, okay, well, it doesn't have any impact. But then it's being vigilant to see, all right, well, where do I want to raise my stand in a certain area to get better in that area? What are some of those best high-performance things that I've done in the past? What are the best in the world doing in these spaces? So that you can be like, okay, I'm in a rut, I'm in a routine. Well, you can be in a routine, and it can be an empowering one or a disempowering one. And depending on the questions that you're asking, you're going to either be aware or unaware of what it is that's going on. So I think for me, when you're in these states of hyper-busy, hyper-stress, etc., with things going on in business and all the things around you that can go on, and the more successful you get, the bigger the problems seem to become. People trying to bring you down, and when you go back and listen over the last few days, part of me is to what I've been going through. And, you know, it's just another layer of things that you need to learn how to deal with. And I think an accumulation of all these things has made me realize that for me to perform at my best for what I want to do in my training, but also in my mindset, my meal preparation, all that kind of stuff, it comes down to making sure that I'm refreshed, I'm vitalized, I'm revitalized, I'm energized, and I'm getting enough sleep. And when I get up each morning and I start to feel that I'm just fatigued every day, then that is a sign for me that, well, yes, you're burnt out. You haven't had a proper holiday since 2018. There's no immediate holiday on the horizon because of just the state of that my daughter's in, and I can't physically leave. So I've got to think about other ways that I can do that. And so I'm incorporating a day off. So I'm going to do that on Sunday. And maybe I'll just record my podcast in the morning on the way to the gym to do my workout on a Sunday. I'll post that, and I'll just spend the rest of the day off social media, off other things. So if you notice that Sundays are a bit quiet in my time zone, then that will be why. So I'm going to start that from this Sunday. I'm going to start looking at maybe taking some time away from my normal office space to do that creative work, making sure that I'm giving back to myself by, you know, pursuing some of those, I'll say hobbies, but like reading in particular spaces of mine. Like my hobby is my health and wellness, my fitness, my workouts, my food. I love that. It just coincides with it's the work that where I spend most of my time as well, because I just love it so much. Wealth creation is another area that, you know, I've been, I guess, I review it from time to time to say, okay, am I doing the right things? What do I need to change? Where do I need to tweak investments? Do I need to put more in here, etc.? But I have stopped the reading. I've stopped the learning in that space. Apart from, I'm building my business acumen with some stuff I do with my coach every week, twice a week. But it's that extra stuff that I haven't been doing that I've missed, and I'm starting to do that again as well. And so I think it's just a reminder of when you're reviewing yourself, and yes, we're at the start of the year of the time of recording this, 2023, and we're in not even mid-January yet, but it's a reminder of just constantly checking in. If you want to optimize your performance, then you've got to keep asking yourself questions and being vigilant about how's your body showing up? How's your mind showing up? And are you fatigued constantly? Are you starting to find that the creativity is lacking? Your productivity is lacking? Now, I live a really healthy lifestyle. I'm training three times a week with strength training. I'm doing some cardio training. Like I said, I've just come back from a walk and I'm now just walking laps in my studio while I finish off this session. But yeah, I'm taking my supplements, I'm doing all those things. But there's one area where I notice that something's not right for me, and that is my sleep, because I'm showing up. I wake up in the morning, I hit snooze maybe once or twice. So I'm getting up maybe 15, 20 minutes later, maybe sometimes not that late, but that sort of time frame, and I'm kind of dragging my butt through the day because I'm feeling tired. Then I'll have a pick me up maybe a little bit later, but then I'll crash. And even if I'm getting, like this today, I got 6 hours sleep, really I probably need to consistently be getting 7 to 8 hours sleep. I was studying Roger Federer, so he gets 12 hours sleep when he was, playing. He would get 12 hours because these guys are putting their bodies through work 6 days a week, sometimes more, for 5 hours, 6 hours a day in practice. So they need to be getting a big amounts of sleep. So he would get, say, 10 hours at night time. So obviously going to bed earlier. Pardon me, having said that about sleep, and getting up a little bit later and then having 2 hours of naps through the day. So maybe going out and doing a training session, eat, sleep, recover, go back, do an afternoon one, do the same thing, then go to bed. It's just the nature of what you put your body through. Now, I put my mind and body through a lot. And so I need to, just take stock of that. So it's, I just need to tweak things a little bit. I've been very focused on making sure that I get up by, a certain time, whether it be 5 a.m., whether it be 5:30. But I think for right now, I need to be just more vigilant about how I'm showing up. And I just need to get some more rest at the moment. I'm going to start taking that day off, as well as incorporating those other things into my life. So whether it stays that way, I don't know. But I think it's time to shake things up a little bit so that I can get more and better results out of myself. And if you always ask yourself good questions and you're vigilant about these things, then you'll know when it's time to say, hang on, I can't just keep going like this. I'm going to completely burn myself out, so I'm going to be non-functional and end up getting sick. That's not normally what happens. We don't want to get to that stage. So be aware, make some changes, note what impact they're having, and keep moving forward, always looking for those improvement opportunities. So if you want to connect with me, you can go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation. I'd love to connect with you and help you make this year your best year yet. See you tomorrow.